Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. You know why Father Jeff won't do the NO Mass anymore? I'll tell you, this is the last straw. Here's what broke the straw. I'm not going to tell you what church he was at or who preceded him or anything. I'll just tell you the story as I witnessed it. Father Jeff was doing an extraordinary high Mass, beautiful sung Mass, and he got through to the consecration. Okay, and when he lifted the chapel veil and he began the consecration process, he saw something that stopped him dead in his rubrics. Stopped him. It's like he froze, and I'm looking like going, and he's looking, and I'm going, what in the? And at that time, I was part of the Schola, so I was sitting like parallel to the altar almost. I could see it. And he just stopped. Several of us witnesses. And I'm like, what? What in the why world of sports is going on here? He gathered his composure, finished the whole consecration, went through with the rest of the Mass, did the communion at the communion kneelers and all that. And then when he went back to do his final rites and put everything back together, and he had the patan in his hand, that's when I realized, that's when I saw what had happened. Here's what had happened. When he lifted the chapel veil and he looked down at the host he was getting ready to consecrate and turn into the body and blood of our Lord, when he looked down, he saw scraps of other hosts that had been on that altar from the previous Novus Ordo Mass. Enough scraps that they were visible to his eye looking down. He's tall. You know he's tall. So he's looking down. That's a 3.5 foot looking down. He sees so many of them, and he wants to cry because that's the body. It's the body and blood being totally profaned right there on a holy altar. So he didn't stop. Afterwards, though, he got the patan, and he scraped every little crumb that he could see onto the patan, and then he emptied the patan, scraped that. I think I got David, if I'm getting the story wrong, please correct me, but this is what I saw. Scraped what he had then into the chalice and did the final blessing, put the water and the wine in the final blessing, and then he consumed it. After that Mass, I asked him, I said, Father Jeff, what happened? And he goes, oh, I don't even want to scandalize these people, Shaq. Well, it was terrible. There was our Lord all over the altar there. You know, Father Jeff talks. That was the last straw. That's when he went to the bishop and he said, I will not be a part of this anymore. Won't say that Mass. Not throwing the host out like a frisbee and handing it out to these people who profane it so. And I just won't do it. And to my knowledge, I don't think that he has. As a matter of fact, he even lost his faculties for a little while because, you know, he had to get out of this previous order. You want to see a case of a saint in the making? Well, then keep following Father Jeff Jambon. Let me tell you that.